This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that Islamic State was defeated in the final shred of its territory of Baghouz in northeastern Syria. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
It took months of fierce fighting, but the Syrian Democratic Forces raised their yellow banner over the village of Baghouz Saturday, liberating the last pocket of territory held by Islamic State militants. Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says the SDF approached the battle in a deliberate manner.
Seeing all of these civilians coming out of hiding and out of these tunnels, there's been a real effort to avoid civilian casualties.
Yet many of those civilians continue to avow commitment to the Islamic State group's cause. And Robinson says IS has already made an alarming transition to insurgency.
They've been able to maintain a rhythm of attacks and casualties.
Something U.S. diplomat William Roebuck acknowledged at a ceremony in Baghouz.
We've been clear that the campaign is not over.
I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 1,300 passengers and crew are being evacuated off of a cruise ship after it sent out a May Day call when it lost power on Saturday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Rescue workers in helicopters had to launch a high-risk evacuation of the Viking Ocean cruise ship's passengers and crew, hoisting them up one by one to the helicopter as heavy winds and high waves tossed the ship from side to side off Norway's western coast. Meanwhile, people on the ship still waiting to be evacuated posted video showing chairs and other furniture being tossed around and part of the ceiling collapsing on people. Authorities say the Viking Sky cruise ship sent out a mayday after running into engine trouble. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.